Thank you for calling Westerhills Medical Practice. If you are in a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and call 999.
Reset your computer up yet?
The following four options. For appointments, please press 1.
Brilliant.
For prescriptions, please press 2. For test results, please press 3. For all other general inquiries, please press 4.
Queue position is 1. Queue position is 1.
See these triggers, all those failed triggers on these dolls now. I don't know what happened. Because it's 2000. I've never seen
queue position is
all those failed triggers before. Apply themselves before you be able to go to the range. And then this, I have no idea what happened before.
Queue position is 1. Queue position is 1.
And he was like, sure. And I'm just upset. And I was like, oh, God. It was like, it's surely a great job. What's that for a visit?
Queue position is 1.
How did that go?
Good morning, Miss Hills Medical Practice. Margaret speaking. How can I help?
Good morning, Margaret. It's James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How can I help?
I'm just calling in relation to a subject access request, which we sent via post on the 3rd of July, 2026, and it was to 30 Harvesters Way, Edinburgh, EH143JF. The client's date of birth is the 1st of April, 1963, and it is Mr. David Scott.
All right, let me have a look. Bear with me a second. When did you send it, sorry?
We sent it via post on the 3rd of July.
The 3rd of July.
The only thing is, we must admit that the address, what we've put down to be labelled to, is Westerhales Healthy Living Centre. So
yeah, we are within that building. I can't see anything on his vision, but let me just go into Surgery Docs and see if we have anything there.
Yeah, no problem.
Just bear with me a wee second. Surgery Docs. Oh, right, and the 3rd of July, you said, eh?
Yeah, so it was confirmed, it was said, posted by
right,
us on
okay.
the 3rd, so we don't know when it could have turned up. It might have been like
David
just a week.
Scott, let me have a look and see if we've got anything. Right, I'll be back to June and I don't see anything so far. But what I can do is I can have a look on the other one. Is that all we've got in Surgery Docs just now? Right, let me check another way. No, I don't want that one. Sorry, I do have a tendency to talk to myself, so just ignore me.
It's all right, don't worry.
Everybody just laughs at me, unless I actually physically say to them, I am actually talking to you.
It's all right, don't worry about it.
Right, so practice tree. That one there. That one. That one. Right, Sarge requests here. Let's maximize that up. Sarge's log. Right, so July. Let me have a look at July. David Scott. Right, I don't think we've received it. I don't think it came to us. Let me just go back and check in June, David Scott. Doesn't look like it actually.
Okay, that's fine. Could you just provide me with an appropriate email address where we can send it to?
Yep. So
fantastic.
It's loth, so LOTH.
Yeah.
Dot clinicals. So it's clinical with an S on the end.
Clinicals.
70978. 70978. At nhs.scot.
Brilliant. Just to confirm why you're on the phone, it's loth, L-O-T-H, dot clinicals, 70978, at nhs.scot.
Yeah, that's right, aye.
Fantastic, no problem. Okay. What I'll do is I'll send that over to you now.
No worries, that's great. Okay.
Just while you're still here, just to make sure, with the signed letter of authority, due to like the severe nature of our scope being a Scottish Reader's application, we would wish for the records to be sent to us that our clients have signed the letter of authority, so they don't have to deal with this matter. Just because, obviously, as you may know, it could bring up like traumatic memories for them and not wanting to cause any distress or anything like that.
We don't normally send back to like solicitors and stuff like that, but I mean, we'll have a look at the letter that this patient signed, and we can speak to like our practice manager on that issue, okay? If this patient has signed something, all right.
Okay, no problem. I would suggest looking at the ICO guidelines when it comes passing it to the manager, just so you're aware, because policy, like practice policy, doesn't necessarily override the ICO guidelines.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah, that's great. No worries.
Fantastic. Cheers, Margaret.
Okay,
have a nice
thank
day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.